All right, ladies and gentlemen, I've got a gentleman on the phone now that has been involved in wrestling in Mississippi for a very long time. He actually been a promoter since 1968 till 1980s. I'm talking about George Calkin. How you doing, Mr. Calkin?
I'm fine, thank you.
Well, my privilege to be able to talk to you. You and I have had conversations in the past leading up to some series of interviews that you and I are going to be doing. And we're here today talking about a sad occasion, but the untimely passing of Terry Gordy. And I know you have some of that very early history, and right now the folks need to hear a little bit about that and think good thoughts about Terry Gordy.
Well, Terry was a good friend of mine. I met him back in 1977 when I was promoting wrestling here in Mississippi. In fact, I had been promoting there started regular in 1968, and then I joined the Mid-South in 1969 and promoted with Leroy McGurk and Bill Watts. And we had a little disagreement back in 77. Watts and I did, and I started my own booking office and booked it for several years, and then we got back together with the Mid-South, you know. I had a friend of mine, Frankie Kane. You might know him.
Name's familiar.
Well, he was under the name of the Great Mephisto.
Right.
Here in the South, and Frankie was helping me with the booking, and he was telling me about this young boy that he saw in Memphis. He said a few months back when he was wrestling there. He said he's only had, several matches, I think, up in Canada. And anyway, he was in Tennessee, wrestling in Tennessee. And he said that he would sure make a good hand. He's big. He said he's young and strong, 16 years old. And he said, what do you think about bringing him down in this area and giving him a try down there? And I said, well, that sounds great. So that's how I got to know Terry. He came in, it was in the fall, I believe it was November of 1977. And he wrestled here in Mississippi. And later on, he teamed up with Michael Hayes. Michael Hayes came in one night in Meridian, Mississippi, and just wanted to learn to wrestle. He started out refereeing. But he was such a good talker, and he was a flashy, young, good-looking man. And Frank and I thought, maybe we could team him up there if he gets some more experience, team him up with Michael Hayes and make a team out of him. And because he does have a lot on the ball, even though he's real green. His name was Sipes, I believe. I can't think of the first name. Michael was living in Pensacola at that time. So anyway, a little later on, after he had some matches and some experience and got his tail beat pretty good, then we made a team out of him and Terry Gordy. And then later on, they got the name of the Freebirds. I think they did that after they went to Texas. Of course, they stayed with me here around in Mississippi from fall of 77 to the middle of 78, I believe it was. And Terry went to Mid-South, I think, for a while, and then went to Dallas, and him and Buddy Roberts and Michael Hayes, I think there was a threesome team there. That's a little brief history about Terry.
Well, I remember the first time I met him in 1977. You were wrestling in two different venues, and one in Greenville, one in Greenwood.
Right.
And I had family in both towns. The one in Greenville, was the old Calumet skate ring.
Right, that's true.
You remember that?
Right.
Let me tell you this little story about the Calumet skate ring and Mr. Calumet. You'll know what I'm talking about because I met you there and your son. And it was a skating ring on Saturdays and Sundays.
Right.
And us as kids, we went there. But they had rules. And I let my hair grow a little long over my ears. And Mr. Calumet banned me from skating. I was a rough skater, and he wanted an excuse to ban me, so he banned me from my hair.
Well,
I remember the first time I seen Terry Gordy walk in there, and he happened to be with Bruiser Brody, Frank Gosch.
Yeah, right.
You must have brought Frank Gosch in, and I remember seeing Terry's hair, and I walked by Mr. Calumet, and this is on a, of course, on a nighttime while wrestling was going on, and see, he couldn't bar me from being in there with the wrestlers.
Yeah, well, I be.
So he and I had a talk about that, and you know, he let me back in the skating ring, and I was always obliged to him for that. But that was in Greenville.
Well, I be.
And the building in Greenwood, of course, you wrestled many different venues over the years in Greenwood, but the 49 Highway, the Sportatorium building.
Right.
Y'all sold that out quite often. And I met Terry there. Now, there was one incident that Terry and I, less than a week and a half ago, had actually talked about on the phone, and I was going to do an interview with him. And we touched on this. He wanted to get his thoughts together, so he put me off that day. Well, he put me off too long because now I can't get the interview. I have
right.
to depend on people like you and Bill Watts and other friends of his in the business to fill in some of these gaps. But at the TV taping in Greenwood, Mississippi, at the WABG TV studios,
right.
there was an incident with Dr. X. And I asked Terry about that, and I said, Terry, I remember being there, and I remember you getting your nose broke. And Terry said, oh, no, brother, I didn't get my nose broke. I got my eye busted. But I thought it was back then. I was thinking it was his nose. He said that that was just, you know, part of the business back then. He was so young, and Dr. X was trying to kind of like teach him a little lesson, as you say. But do you remember that incident?
I wasn't there at that time, but my son told me about it. Yeah, mm-hmm. I remember it happening. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it went on for a few months. Actually, turned into a personal vendetta, a grudge, as you would, and carried on to the Sportatorium, and then I think it ended up in Jackson, Mississippi. But all those days are gone forever.
Yeah, good old days.
Yeah, that's what I like to remember, the good old days. But Mr. Carkin, I really appreciate you taking this time with me on this interview and talking about memories of Terry Gordy.
Well, you're more than welcome. I'm sorry. I just can't think of anything right now, and I know there's a lot there, but you know.
Well, you get your thoughts together on not just Terry Gordy in the mid-70s, but you go all the way back to the early 60s, the 50s, right. And your kinfolks go back to the 30s and 40s.
Well, I got started wrestling when at the age of 18 in 1944. And I wrestled, I was out on the roads until 1960.
From 44 to 60.
Right.
So oh.
For 16 years.
At the stories you could tell. That's what I want to get back with you on, is some of that history. That
yeah,
early.
My brother, the one that taught me wrestling, he started in
1932.
1932. Jack Curtis Sr., him and I were half brothers.
Jack Curtis Sr.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I remember hearing the legends of the Curtis brothers, and oh, I tell you, that's so much history. And that was here in Mississippi.
Oh yeah, right, yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's what these
well,
kids.
Well, it's the Curtis brothers, you know, all over, you know.
Yeah, but it's based out of Mississippi.
It
and
started right here. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had my first match in Jackson, Mississippi.
Oh, yeah.
April 1944, when I just finished high school.
Oh, and it was big then, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, sure.
That's what these kids don't understand. They see wrestling, they've just been a fan for 5 years, and they don't realize how much history there is to it, and how much tradition, and how much realism in life and about what happened. There's so much that happened that it went from being a sport to an entertainment.
Yeah,
what we got today is very little of what it was, let's say like that. But I thank you, and I'll make plans and get back with you, and we'll get the rest of that history.
Yeah, how long have you been around Greenwood?
I've been all my life. I'm 40 years old. And I started going to wrestling in 1968 at the Cayuette Skating Ring.
Well, you probably don't remember the old boxing and wrestling promoter in Greenwood. I know you probably heard of him. It was a man called Round Man Nolan.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. He wrestled at the Stockyards.
I wrestled for him in 1946 in the Stockyard.
Right.
In the Stockyard and also in the ballpark one time.
Mm-hmm. And there was a venue uptown on the River Road, River Bridge, right between where the old bridge is. I'm having historical people tell me, and I'm getting some information about that building.
That was the late 30s and early 40s, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember it, you know.
Well, I think the building is actually gone now. But
yeah,
and in Greenville, before Cayuette, there was a National Guard Army uptown on First Street. You're familiar with the history there?
Yeah.
Well,
the first time I wrestled in Greenville was 1948 out in the ballpark for Pat Dunn, who was promoting at that time, who was mayor later on in Greenville.
Right. I remember hearing those stories.
And then I wrestled over there next to the river at what they call the old Jack's Cookie Building. It's at there by the levee there on the... up at the end of Washington Street there, off a block there, next to the living room.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I wrestled in there many times, back in the 50s.
And there were some big names came through then, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Luthez. I remember Danny Hodge very well as in 1968. He'd already been around for years.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Sure. Well, I really appreciate you helping me with this history.
Well, I wish there would be more help. Just a few things that I remember now, you know.
Well, some of them names and some of them dates and things like that, it's so important. It's so important to remember. And I'll get back with you, and we'll do a follow-up on this.
Okay.
And I want to come to Vicksburg and meet you and actually get with you and see your pictures and see your scrapbooks.
Well, I don't have many. I've given them all away.
Well, bless
you. I don't have much left, really.
Well, you got your memories, that's one thing.
Yeah.
And these young guys out there on the road today, like Terry was, and they got to know life is sweet and life's short, and you got to live, you know, for the right reasons and for the right causes, because we never know when the Lord's going to take us.
No, indeed.
No way, no how was he supposed to die that young, but we have to live with it, and he's gone,
yeah.
And all we've got is the memories. So, Mr. George Coggin, I really appreciate you taking the time with me today, and I'll get back with you.
Okay.
Thank you.